Welcome to day 4 of the Warrior Goddess Anti-Resolution Challenge. Today our focus is on reflection, of looking at the suffering, the hurt, what we can call the shadow, the places that we don't want to see in our relationship to our strategies. And we do this at day 4 because you want to have compassion when you're looking at the shadow and the hurt. Because what we don't want to do in our relationship with our strategies is beat ourselves up, punish ourselves, make ourselves wrong, blame, shame, guilt, have all of this content that we put on top of the strategy that makes it even more stuck. And we want to, with our presence and love, bring up what I think about is the stagnation, the places where we've been pushing things down that we haven't wanted to see, the places where we've been ashamed of ourselves, where we are scared, and where we're like, I can't deal with this. And this happens a lot when we're kids. Like, difficult things happen to us when we're kids, and it might have been trauma in your life, it might have been moving all the time, divorce in your family. A lot of different things happen to us as children that get stuck in our bodies that we then compensate for. And in a way, it's like your body's brilliant. If you have a splinter and your body can't get the splinter out, what it does is it encapsulates it so that it just holds it until your body's able to release it. And we do that a lot with our pain, with old emotions and fears and places where we felt that we didn't know what to do, when we couldn't manage as kids. There's places where that gets encapsulated. And it gets infected. So it's like the pus that we have to be willing to open it back up again so that we let the old gunk, stagnation, yucky energy out so that it can actually heal. So for me, that's what shadow work is. It's the willingness to go look and be tender, but also fierce, to open up those old wounds, to let the stagnant yuckiness up, and to meet it with love, to meet it with a healing attitude. So we don't want to go digging around of like, I can't believe there's all this gunk here, because we're actually just going to make it worse. It's like taking dirt and pushing it into a wound. We actually want to clean it out. Okay, so to clean out that old stagnation takes a healing attitude and understanding it's going to be messy. When you're dealing with the shadow, the places you haven't want to see, it's messy. And there's a lot in those old wounds that we're navigating. There's not only our content of our history of experiences that we've had, there's also our ancestors and the energies that have passed down from them. There's also all the ways that we've been domesticated. So I could talk about this for a long time. It's one of the things that I'm really passionate about, is how to heal thoroughly all the different areas. But one thing that I'll say is that you're not broken. You're not broken. You are probably, like most humans, carrying a lot of old emotions, experiences, energies that you just haven't known how to process because you've never been taught. And I see this as like a backpack, that you're carrying all of this old heavy stuff, and we need to be able to put the backpack down and open it up. And that's the letting that stagnant old yicky energy into the light so that we can let it start to dissolve. Because that's what happens when you pull the shadow and you take it from behind into awareness, into your awareness, and you have that presence, compassion, understanding there's gifts here as well. When we bring the old up to be composted, it's one of the beautiful metaphors I've been using, or to be healed, to be aerated, we know how to heal. Or your being knows how to heal. But it takes courage to bring up the shadow. And so that's why we're using the word reflection today, is that there's this capacity of learning how to witness and reflect on your life, the experiences that you've had, that you understand that You're not broken. You've just been reacting to the experiences that you've had with no training, probably, or capacity of how to deal. And so often, we just push it down. So gently, 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 we're going to start to bring it up. And we're going to do this work of bringing up the hurt, the places we've hurt ourselves with our strategies, the places that we've hurt others, looking through the eyes of someone that really cares about us. Okay? Again, you probably have spent your lifetime criticizing, comparing, judging, feeling victimized, because that's what we're trained to do. It's what's really familiar. And we're going to shift that by having you look through the eyes of somebody that cares about you, that loves you, so that you can see more clearly without the extra weight of any sort of judgment or blame. Just simply, again, curiosity. Where has my strategy created harm towards myself and others? So, again, imagine someone that you love, that cares about you, that sees you, that is a trusted friend. And that may be your dog. Dogs are really great at just unconditionally seeing you in all the flaws and features. It might be a parental figure, a grandmother, a grandfather. It might be a best friend that's known you for a long time. And can you imagine standing next to you a being that deeply cares about you and that can help you see through their eyes the places that maybe you've buried, that you have not wanted to look at or see, the harm that you're perpetuating against yourself and towards others? Because this is what the strategies do, sweetheart, is they, in our attempt to stay safe, we create harm towards ourselves and others. So holding that place of somebody that loves you, looking through their eyes, I'm just going to name a couple ways that the strategies cause suffering for you and for those around you. So you can just feel into this. And this is going to be a gentle process. You've got the PDF to work through as well. So controllers often are incredibly forceful, judgmental, pushy towards themselves and others. So they cause harm by overriding other people's choice or will, trying to force people to be a certain way, trying to force themselves to be a particular way. So a lot of dose of, there's a right way to do it, I have to be perfect, and that energy of nothing's right that gets woven into the controller energy. Okay. The distractor, often the pain, the suffering of the distractor, the shadow is nothing ever gets done. There isn't this sense of completion. There's this, also this fear of often self-worth of I don't have what it takes to finish. So I'm never even going to try. I'm just going to jump to the next thing. And often there's a disconnection in relationship. There's hurt in relationships because the distractor can't show up and stay present with other people. Whenever it gets more intimate or where there's a challenge, the distractor tends to disappear, which creates a lot of hurt for self and for others. Isolators. Again, that same sense of disconnection, the pain and suffering that isolators create for self is not being in relationship, not having relationships, not having that depth, not being seen, feeling like they're not, that nobody can meet them. And also that the sense of realizing they can't meet other people because there's so much fear, there's so much pullback. And whenever there's vulnerability, there's often, again, a shutting down, a disappearing. That's incredibly painful. And for the pleasers, the shadow, the place of harm that happens towards self and others is pleasers often don't know who they are or what they want at all. They have no sense of self, because they've always been looking outside of themselves. Or there's great harm that's done to self because you have no idea who you are. You've given yourself away. You've given your energy away. And the harm that's done to others is that you don't show up with who you really are. You're just trying to please everybody else. So you're constantly in mask. Nobody knows who you are either. And that's where the harm happens, is that your relationships aren't based in authenticity. And the truth is, with all the strategies, there isn't authenticity. There is armoring. When we can name where we've armored, we can then bring that up and start to take it apart so we can get back to authenticity. But you have to see, sweethearts, the harm you're perpetuating on yourself and also onto others. But do this from the eyes of a friend, not from the eyes of your judge. Okay, this is where it's so important. Go slowly, keep calling in allies and guides that can help you see from witness, compassion, love, the harm, the struggling, the suffering. And as we bring it up, know that we're bringing it up to heal it. That's important. We're bringing it up for healing, for untangling, for freeing up the energy so we can be authentic in all of our relationships, and especially in our relationship with ourselves, that we're coming from love and choice rather than reacting from fear. Blessings on this deep work that we're doing together on the shadow. Slow and steady with yourself. You're not broken. You don't have to punish yourself. But take a good hard look at what you have done in your relationships with self and others that's not working for you anymore. You gotta name what's not working so we can change it.